Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Today on Dish Nation, we have the latest on the dramatic Bachelor episode. There were tears everywhere. And did a young man apologize to Prince Harry for getting too close to Meghan Markle?
Well, speaking of former royals, did they make A-Rod and J-Lo sign an NDA just to have dinner with them? And did Lonnie Love make her boyfriend sign an NDA just to date her?
Well, Headcrack is out today, and joining us again is comedian Vanessa Fraction. And speaking of NDAs, honey, I put one on your desk.
Ooh. Well, thanks for having me. I think.
Mm-hmm. Plus, Camila Cabello says she's exhausted by love. And was Selena Gomez's first kiss the worst day of her life? Heidi, Frank, and Chewy will be with us in minutes. So stick around. This is Dish Nation. Yeah. So y'all know Meghan and Harry are stepping away from their roles as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Is that what I say it right,
yes,
Gary?
Yes, honey.
That was good.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Well, as a part of their final round of royal duties, Meghan made a surprise visit to a school in East London, and she brought a 16-year-old boy named Akir Okoye on stage to speak about International Women's Day, and they shared a hug.
Aww, that's so wiggy.
Well, y'all, the boy must have felt bad about the PDA since Meghan's a married woman, so he wrote a letter to Prince Harry saying, "Harry, I hope you don't mind me cuddling your wife. I was just overwhelmed and shocked to see her arrive at my school."
Not cuddle.
Cuddle
made it sound bad.
That made it sound bad.
Yes.
That made
it. When you apologize, don't make it worse than what it was.
Right. Cuddle sound bad in America.
Yeah, that was just a little hug.
It was a hug. It was a tight hug.
Yeah. It was an embrace.
Yes, embrace. It was definitely an embrace.
That's the word. It was an embrace.
But she wouldn't, I mean, he's an African-American man. She's not going to be just cuddling him like, look who she married. She knows who she likes.
She an African-American woman.
Well, yeah.
You forgot that part?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, she had her arms open, so he just went on in.
Yeah.
Yeah, she opened it with welcome arms. It looked like it was okay to give her a good old hug.
Are you supposed to hug a royal?
If she ain't royal no more.
Yeah.
No, but now, even if you're not, she opened her arms to ask for one.
She did. It was very inviting.
She's squeezing the top of his neck, you know.
She doing a little more,
She hugging him a lot.
So he felt he could do just a little more.
See, that's not a church hug. See, he wouldn't have to apologize if it was one of them church hugs.
Thank
where you,
Portia.
Where you like this.
And to the thigh.
Yeah.
To the thigh.
She rested her body, and he felt like, okay, I don't know.
And the last picture, his eyes are popping out of his head.
That means his blood pressure rise.
All right, y'all, it's time to welcome L.A. What up, y'all?
Hey! What's up? Hi.
All right, guys, from PDAs to NDAs, we got a couple of them to tell you about. First, Alex Rodriguez stopped by The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy asked him about a recent rumor about who else?
J-Lo.
Harry and Meghan.
What?
Take a look.
First question. Did you and Jennifer Lopez recently go on a double date with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle? If so, who paid?
I signed an NDA.
Oh, my God. So that means you did. That's all.
Non-disclosure.
Yeah, all right. I'll take that as a you did. Okay.
You can't even say you went to dinner? Like, why not? Why
is that? You can say nothing.
So if he said something, he would have gotten in trouble?
No, they could sue him, actually.
They could.
And a lot of times, people with money make people sign them who they ain't gonna get no money from.
You're saying
money from Alex.
Okay, so you're saying that before he went to dinner with Harry and Meghan, he had to sign an NDA.
Yeah.
They probably emailed it to him when they said dinner.
Just before dinner?
Yeah, so you could joke around, have a good time, what's going on in your life, that you will go sell the story to the tabloids or Dish Nation. They're not going to spill the tea to us, but yeah, they can have a normal conversation at dinner without worrying about someone going telling somebody.
They can be themselves.
I'd pass you the papers like right after dessert. I'm like, so this is...
But just between us,
I'm going to need you to sign this real quick. And two coffees.
See, if they make you sign a non-disclosure agreement, that means they're paying.
I've been to some parties where they have people sign NDAs and they confiscate cell phones. So
I understand confiscating cell phones now. I understand that. I want to go to Chewy because I had Stan going to a party and everybody got their phone up. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I want to enjoy myself. I want to have that third Hennessy shot.
Can you imagine Portia on a third Hennessy shot? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, Portia can take them back, honey. She can do about 14 of them shots. Yeah.
All the NDA crew knows it.
So they're not the only ones with NDAs. Lonnie Love's been dating her boyfriend, James Welsh, since 2018. And she shared on The Real that he signed an NDA. And she also reveals why he signed that NDA. Take a look.
Before moving in together, maybe before going into a serious relationship, you should consider an NDA.
You know, I have one. It's not going to stand.
You did.
Yes.
Wait, whoa. You made James sign one?
Yeah, because the NDA isn't for him. It's because of the people around him.
Well, then how would that work?
You need the people around him to sign the NDA, right?
Yeah, explain that to me, please, somebody.
We can't because even a standard NDA, it is by the person who signs it at the bottom. Like, that's who you can pursue.
Portia knows.
If you have an issue. Yeah, because I pass them out like candy.
So do I.
You know what the NDA might be for? Is that he cannot speak to his friends about you all. So he is responsible for that. So if something did get out, then I can then say. Exactly.
Right.
Let me tell you, if your girlfriend make you sign the NDA, you damn sure gonna get a prenup.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, but here's no.
She already got it. 100%. You can see who's out here trying to gossip about Lonnie's loving.
All right, last night was part one of the Bachelor finale.
Yeah.
On last night's episode, there was somebody even more dramatic.
Oh,
and that was Pete's mom, Barbara. Yes. Mm. She told Pete who he needed to choose, and she got emotional. Take a look.
Ian loves you with all of her heart. Don't let her go. Don't let her go. Bring her home. Bring her home to us.
This sounds like Get Out, don't it?
She's a dream come true. And God has placed her there for you.
No, but you gotta stop doing this right now. You don't know how bad this is. You gotta stop. Like, it's literally.
How many glasses of white Zinfandel she has?
She's had some wine, and I think God is busy with other things going on in the world that God's not thinking. Who can I put
even
at the Bachelor?
God watches The Bachelor. Why do you hate that show?
I get from a TV show standpoint. I get that's gold because of the mom.
Oh, the
crying.
Producers were eating that
up. Of course, but this is your son. If this wasn't a TV show, and he's like, "Hey, mom, I've been seeing this girl along with 20 other girls for the last 4 weeks."
Yeah, it'd have been like me in college.
Yeah, but your mom's not going, bring her home! Bring her home!
I know why Heidi's upset.
Why?
It's because when your mother tried to push Joe on you, that guy back, or she's like, you went back to visit, and she set it up, and she was like, really, what'd you go with Joe?
All of a sudden, there's a knock on the back door, and I'm like, well, who's that? And she goes, I thought it might be nice if Joe came by while you were home.
Yeah, she was pushing.
Let's take a picture. Like,
this is the guy who worked at Domino's.
The mom didn't know yet.
You could have got free Domino's for life?
For life.
Wow, bro, I'm so mad at you right now.
Yeah, I know.
Why you set her up like that?
Yeah.
Tell mama what it was.
I did tell my mom. I said, Mom, that's not. She already knew.
That's not my thing.
That's not my thing.
But she
anymore.
Still pushed this guy, Joe.
She still does. She goes, you know, my ceiling fan was broken. I called Joe over.
Joey,
he
goodbye.
Wanted. I was telling him about you. Yeah, still.
I think Joe might be tapping your mom. Ceiling fan? Come on.
Oh, you're going to call him stepdaddy.
Well, she didn't say pipes.
So anyway.
All right, after the break, yo, we dish about Selena Gomez's worst kiss and Camila Cabello's exhausting love life. After the break, don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Woo! Well, yeah. It looks like Camila Cabello might be drained from love and needs to take a break.
What
does that mean?
Drain her.
That doesn't
love.
Even make sense.
It might make sense. So recently, she did an interview with Jimmy Hill at the Global Awards 2020, and Camila revealed that although she's head over heels for Bae Sean Mendez.
Who's Bae Sean Mendez? He like an Asian actor?
It's her Bae.
Bae Sean Mendez.
No, it's her Bae.
It's
the
her
singer
Bae.
Sean Mendez.
Oh, I was like.
Yes.
Who is that guy?
Before all else, before anyone else, Bae. Yeah.
Bae.
Breaking it down for you, Frank Kramer.
Okay.
Take a look.
And are we going to get any more music from you two? We want more.
I want more. We want more. I mean, I can honestly, we're being in our 20s and...
Busy people.
No, busy not even people. Like that. Just like being in love is exhausting.
Yeah.
It takes it out of you.
Yeah, it's true.
We can't even go to the studio. We can't.
Yeah.
I'm trying to calm down.
Wow, okay. Too busy in other ways.
No, not. I meant emotionally.
She did not mean emotionally.
She did not mean emotionally. She caught herself.
I've known Camila since she was like 15, 16 years old.
Ruined it for me.
This is just weird.
It's weird.
It's
oh, yeah.
Weird.
No, for me, it's not. I mean, she's 23. Bae Sean Mendez is 21. And when you remember those ages, 23 and 21,
there's no
such thing as like, we need to wait.
Maybe.
Can we wait a half an hour? Maybe we'll try it again.
No.
It
what?
Was all the time.
In college, I had a rotation of 8 girls.
You had one extra from every day of the week.
It was great. One gave me money. One drove me around. One lived in our house.
Yeah.
One gave me massages after football practice. One did my homework.
Nice.
One did my laundry.
Chewy Martinez. Who are you?
You should reboot Three's Company.
Come on, knock on my door.
Yeah. Moving on. Some people's first kiss is very satisfying and enjoyable and sweet and nice and kind. But not for Selena Gomez. She recently appeared on the Kelly Clarkson show and told her about her first kiss.
What?
Take a look.
Cole Sprouse was on Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Okay, I know that.
And I was obsessed with that show. And I thought we were going to be together one day. Then I guest starred on the show, but I kissed his brother and I didn't get to kiss Cole.
Where first their mouths kiss. Have been. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Your first kiss was with a stranger and an actor? That's smart.
On camera.
Oh, my gosh.
Was your first kiss enjoyable, or you like Selena here and had a horrible experience?
I had the one, like, reaches in and just goes,
Oh.
And I'm like, okay. Teaching you. So her first kiss was awful.
Yeah.
So I would think now Selena, maybe the first time she has sex, she wants it to be really special so that she can have some sort of special first. But I think most women know the first time is never good.
Guys, too.
It's not good for you either?
I don't know. I was nervous as hell.
It's
you know?
Good for me.
It was good. It felt great.
It
but
was
I was nervous.
Probably the best 3 seconds of my life.
All right. Hey, Atlanta, what time is it?
Right, Chewy?
It's deal time.
Looking for something to help you relax? Then you will love this massage therapy kit. It includes 4 pads, a belt, and slippers for a head-to-toe massage. And when I say head-to-toe, I mean just that. It has 8 massage modes, including pushing, tapping, acupuncture, kneading, scraping, and more.
Ooh, Bray, after carrying PJ around, I could definitely use this.
Well, Portia, it also has an adjustable timer, so you can make massages last anywhere from 10 to 60 minutes, a rechargeable battery, and you can use the 4 pads in this kit for targeted treatments. For example, use the belt for your abs and back, or the slippers for a delightful foot massage.
Well, now, Brad, how can I give me 100? Because, I mean, how much is it?
Well, the IQ Pro 4 combo kit with belt and slippers usually has been seen as high as $99, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$39!
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, find out what Keira Knightley gave up after becoming a mother, Portia of 2. We'll find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Yay!
Well, this next story all moms out there can relate to. Keira Knightley, who has appeared topless in films before, says that she will no longer do nude scenes now that she's a mom of 2 daughters. In an interview with the Financial Times, Keira shared that she used to be completely comfortable stripping down when she was younger, but motherhood has now changed the way she feels about being naked during scenes, joking that her nipples droop, and now she uses a body double for nude scenes and a stand-in for sex scenes.
Well, okay, Keira. Why is she doing movies then?
That's what I'm saying.
You can't do nothing.
She can still do the movie and act the majority of the part, but when it comes down to showing the body, she gonna show somebody body who ain't had two babies.
And y'all got money now for implants and all that good. Get that done.
You need to keep yourself up if you're trying to be an actress.
You can't keep yourself up. The babies take it.
No, you get it fixed. You making the money.
Yeah. Well, no, I say that plenty of people use body doubles. Kira is not the only one that uses body doubles. I come when I see her face on the, you know, on the advertisement, right?
Right.
But I'm not coming to necessarily see her bosom. And, you know, it could be somebody else's. I don't know about it.
And a lot of the parts she's playing, the person who she's playing may not have any kids. Now, if I was an actress, which I am, and I get a role and it's of a woman who's had a baby, then you're going to get this whole baby body.
All right.
If I'm playing a role of someone who hasn't had kids, I don't want them to get up there with my stretch marks and my
Sharknado.
Sharknado is
there. They ate him, Sharknado.
Now they'll leave him in there like the shark just splashed my ass. All right, y'all, moving on. Have you ever wanted to be related to someone famous? Or be able to disown someone you're related to?
Yeah.
Well, Halle Berry shared back in 2012 that somehow she's related to Sarah Palin.
Wow.
Well, the Daily Blast Live recently tweeted about celebs who were related, and they brought up that old messy situation with Halle Berry and Sarah Palin being family, and Halle quickly responded with, "She may be on the tree, but she ain't invited to the cookout."
Well,
she shaded her good,
I enjoyed that shade, honey. She snapped back real quick.
I don't think either of them are losing sleep about hanging out with each other personally. I don't either.
But you think she can't Halle can on her black daddy side or her white mom?
I would think with Sarah being white.
Possibly, Gary. It might be the daddy, but we don't assume it's the mom.
Y'all think Sarah got a black daddy?
Never know, child.
I don't know. She a little tan. Look at them arms.
Would you want to be related to somebody?
Not really, no. I mean, they need to want to be related to
you
me.
You wouldn't
want
to be related to Diana Ross. You would love to be one of her children.
So I could go to her house and she could just tell me all about her sweet songs, about her songs. Whenever I'm near, she hears a symphony.
Yes.
I'll touch her in the morning and then just walk away.
You think
you
that
even wouldn't love be touching child. Her in the morning?
So you think she's sitting around with Tracee Ellis Ross talking about her songs? I guarantee that's not what she's doing.
That's not what they're doing at the cookout.
That's not what they're doing.
That's not what they're doing
at the cookout.
She's
going to be disappointed. She's going to be somewhere looking for a fanny pack. Help me find my fanny pack, Gary.
I'm telling all of them who they did is.
Yes.
Don't go nowhere, y'all, because there's more Dish Nation right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Woo! All right, real quick, before we move on to anything else, we have to do a quick
Unsmash alert.
Yeah, we got to practice that more, but yes, it is an Unsmash alert. Yesterday, we talked about Brad Pitt possibly dating a bald beauty.
Oh, yeah, the mystery woman.
Mystery woman, and we found out who she is. She is Arrested Development star Aaliyah Shawcott.
Whoa.
And he's not dating her.
Oh, dang.
A source close to the actor said he and Aaliyah are just friends. So there's still hope for him and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh. All right, moving on. A Louisiana man was caught driving dirty with expired tags. You know, sometimes you might forget.
Happens to everybody.
Mm. Well, it wasn't like a couple of weeks or a couple months that might have been by before you noticed it. The tags were from 1997.
Yo.
Yes, when the officer asked the man why he'd been driving around with expired plates from over 20 years ago, he said, "Sorry, officer, I've been busy lately."
Busy?
No way! 20 years!
That's how some other silly car news where an old man, he wrecked his Pontiac Bonneville, also a 1997 Pontiac Bonneville, because he had the club on the steering wheel. He forgot to take the club off.
No, he didn't.
But why you got a club on a 1997 Pontiac Bonneville?
Who's
stealing
people
that?
People like Bonnevilles, bro.
And it's probably an easy car to steal because it's not all new.
Exactly.
It's easy to just hotwire.
You could just hotwire it, take the thing off, steering wheel, and boom, screwdriver.
Chewy.
That was a past life.
As your attorney, I say, please stop talking. You're incriminating yourself.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.